Stay tuned for Brother Johnson's News Behind the News.
Hi, this is Sister Sharon. Welcome to Signs International Radio. Now here is your host, Brother Johnson, God's Watchman.
Get ready, Jesus is coming very soon. I believe Sister Sharon has something that she'd like to share before I get started.
Brother Johnson, I came across this verse in my studies. I had hoped it would be as much a comfort to our audience as it was to me. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. Yet a little while, and the world won't see us me no more. But you see me, because I live. You shall live also. That verse is John 14, 18 and 19, King James Version, of course. This means we should be forever on a vigilant watch for his return, and be comforted that we shall know him and he shall know us. Thank you, Jesus, for that.
Amen, Sister Sharon. And praise the Lord to all our friends as we expose the faults. Are you ready tonight to hear about the true truth on the Prophecy Power Half Hour, getting you ready for the troublesome days ahead? Romans chapter 5, verse 3, which reads, "And not only so, but we glory in tribulations also, knowing that tribulation worketh patience." My, oh my, those who cannot glory in tribulation also have no patience, and patience is a virtue, don't you know? Luke chapter 18, verse 15, "On the good ground are they which in an honest and good heart, having heard the word, keep it, and bring forth fruit with patience." My. Could be those who cannot glory in tribulation also have no good fruit either. And please know that until the time of the end, the I Am has sent me unto you. Glory to God. The day of the Lord is at hand, my friends, and those that listen to this program are truly informed and ready Christians. The times of the end are not coming. They are here. So get it right and get yourself ready. This true truth, God-ordained program is spiritual. Therefore, it needs your support in prayers, tithes, love gifts, and offerings. No matter what the amount, they all add up to keep Signs on the air. Support is falling off a little because the hard times are beginning. So I ask all who can afford to give, who would miss this program, to pray and ask God what support he would have you send to Signs Radio. Thank you very much, and may God bless you. Now, for another Last Days End Times quick Bible study from the original King James Version, Revelation chapter 2, verse 26. "And he that cometh and keepeth my words unto the end, to him will I give power over the nations." Watchman comment: my dear friends, you would do well to study out all the times the word overcomer is found in the book of Revelation, and look them over and read them over again and again. Mark them so you can do that. I can assure you it will bring up the level of your anointing without a doubt. Just remember that Revelation chapter 2 and verse 26 says that an overcomer keeps the Lord's works unto the end. And overcomer does not give up at the start, nor in the middle. An overcomer endures as long as it takes, even right up to the end if it takes that. And the awesome result will be to the overcomer will Almighty Yahweh give the power over the nations. Hallelujah, amen. Revelation chapter 20, verse 4, "And I saw thrones, and they that sat upon them, and judgment was given unto them. And I saw the souls of them that were beheaded for the witness of Jesus, and for the word of God, which had not worshipped the beast, neither his image, neither had received his mark upon their foreheads, or in their hands, and they lived and reigned with Christ 1,000 years. The time is so very short, my friends. The day of Christ's return is at hand. Are you watching and ready? Enough said. Come on now, get right and get ready. Hallelujah, amen. Let's be overcomers tonight on this True Truth program as we get right and ready proclaiming, "Come soon, Lord Jesus," Revelation chapter 22, verse 20. And by the way, my friends, more and more people are saying that verse back to me now. Glory to God. Hold on to it. He's coming. Prepare ye the way of the Lord, my friends. 2:4.
And God said, "I am that I am." And he said, "Thus shalt thou say unto the children, I am has sent me unto you."
I am has sent me unto you. Welcome to Signs International Ministries. On these programs, you will hear prophetic words, preaching, and prophecy news behind the news updates. Now, prophecies by our Signs ministers.
The Spirit of God moved upon the face face of the waters. And God said,
let there be light.
Yandara koto siya. Itaya ka handere siya kotoma. I see a hande, the kiti a si. Usondere kolo, yashande, ida kohondere ushiaha. And out of Zion, saith the Lord, comes a cry to all the peoples of the earth. Do you not know the time it is that you live in, saith the Lord? For it is a time when you must turn from your wicked and evil ways, saith God. Turn from your sins, repent, and come under my wings, saith the Lord. Come unto my bosom, saith God, for the time is short, and the day of my son's return is soon at hand, saith the Lord.
Saith your Father God, be not fooled by the many voices that are being heard today.
That's right.
For they are not of me, saith your Father God, but know my voice. Draw closer to me. The days are far shorter than you realize. The days are far more evil than you realize. Prepare your heart now. Make yourself ready. Know my voice, saith your Father God.
My friends, if you're not ready, I think it's time for you to get ready, is it not? Now for a True Truth Prophecy Quick Bible Study by Brother Johnson from the original King James Version. Oh boy, on this program, you get the true truth right from God's holy word, not the doctrines of mere men. 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verses 20 through 21. Brethren, be not children in understanding, howbeit in malice be ye children, but in the understanding be ye men. In the law it is written, with men of other tongues and other lips will I speak unto this people, and yet for all that they will not hear me, saith the Lord. Watchman comment. The Lord seems to be speaking awesome truth in the last three programs, quick studies, that his people should hear his voice. Yet Yahweh says right here in 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 21, that for all that he does, they still will not hear. Brethren, be not children in understanding. Verse 20 speaks loudly. That word malice in verse 21 means ill will or the desire to injure. Why? That's easy. Because so many speak against what God's holy word really says. They develop in their minds their own doctrines, and before they realize it, Satan has their minds and their tongues, and they rewrite God's holy word. These are the last three verses of God's holy word. Revelation chapter 22, verses 18, 19, and 20. For I testify unto every man that heareth the words of the prophecy of this book. If any man shall add unto these things, God shall add unto him the plagues that are written in this book. Verse 19, Revelation chapter 22. And if any man shall take away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part out of the book of life, and out of the holy city, and from the things which are written in this book. Ending with verse 20, he that testifies these things saith, surely I come quickly, amen. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. And God closed his holy word with those verses. They must be really important to him. He said them last, and the last shall be first, don't you know? Enough said, get right and get ready. The last days are upon you, my friends. The time is short, the day of Christ is at hand, amen and amen. Alex, Virginia, Tony and Sandy, Pennsylvania, Bobby and Juanita, Virginia, and Eddie, Kansas, have all, in the Spirit of the Lord, sent their WOW, W-O-W, Walk on Water, W-O-W, love gifts. And I bless them for obeying the Spirit of the Lord and sponsoring tonight's program, because without those sponsorships of love offerings being sent to Post Office Box 122, I would not be on the air tonight, and you would not hear this program, and that is the truth. Amen. Father, I pray, bless all and meet their every need, Lord, that are sponsoring this program tonight. Every one of them, Father, Alex, Tony, Sandy, Bobby, Juanita, Eddie, just strengthen them and encourage them in these last days, Lord, and help them to be overcomers, amen and amen. And also, Lord, bless all those who make each of your science programs, Lord, possible. You know who they are because it was you, Lord God, who touched their hearts to give, and you also know their every need. Bless them abundantly, Lord, amen and amen. And please, Lord, continue to bless all the listeners tonight as you touch them with your true truth and expose the false. Speak to those also who are listening, Lord, whom you would have send support. Amen and amen. Now, the prophecy news behind the news with my spirit-filled and spirit-led biblical perspective you get only on Signs Radio Programming. Watchman's Shofar. This is the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, and you are listening to the prophecy news behind the news. What would you do if the Red Dawn movie became reality? In 1984, at the height of the Cold War, John Millis wrote and directed Red Dawn, a movie about the beginning of World War III and an invasion of the United States by the Russians. This movie has been showing again and again on satellite TV, and you might do well to watch it if you never have. The plot was simple. Following a series of geopolitical events, the U.S. found itself standing alone against a world increasingly dominated by an all-powerful Soviet Union, until one day, without warning, the USSR, backed by Cuban forces, invaded. Scores of Americans were rounded up and put into cold, dingy prison camps, and out of the chaos and confusion, resistance groups formed. Watchman comment, this movie plot is disturbingly similar to the events of today. However, though no Russian troops have parachuted into a schoolyard in America, we do now have FEMA camps. One such camp, called Camp Freedom, in New Jersey, near New York City, is where many of those affected by Hurricane Sandy were sent, and those that are there call it a prison. Oh my, yes, some of my guests are still there. If this thing proceeds into chaos in America, oh boy, watch the movie Red Dawn. Later this month, a new updated version of this film, featuring an invasion from the U.S. by North Korean forces, is coming to the theaters. I'll probably wait until I can get the DVD. I hate movie theaters. Some of them are infested with bedbugs, don't you know? In the 2000 film The Patriot, starring Mel Gibson, his character warns an assembly of South Carolina legislatures that the coming war won't be fought on some faraway battlefield, but here among the American people. Any invasion of our American country would come in the same way. The battles would be fought in our cities, our towns, and our streets. Preparing for this kind of doomsday scenario is especially difficult for Americans because most Americans simply can't comprehend it. They've had it too good for too long. That's not going to last, my friends. I guarantee you're seeing it right now. You're seeing that change, especially those on the East Coast after Sandy, and they're still in trouble. That's because most Americans have never seen this kind of death, destruction, and disorder, and never will unless or until it happens here, like an invasion. Watchman comment, knowing all this may be well and good, but, just how well do you know what your Bible says about the last days, the end times you live in today? Start studying now, as I said at the beginning of the program, and continue to tune in to all the Signs programs regularly. And here's Brother Fox to give you a small warning.
The day of the Lord is upon us. The day of the Lord is not coming, friend. It's upon us.
Continuing, moochers elect their king. Barack Hussein Obama manages to convince his hordes of freeloaders that the best way to restore America is to finish the fundamental transformation of the country into a welfare state. Incredibly as it sounds, exit polling suggests his supporters voted against Romney primarily because Romney was rich. The election changed nothing. The same fools that haven't passed a federal budget in 4 years are still in control in the American House and Senate. The same rewarmed person that divided America into two camps, the have-nots and the soon-to-have-nots, gets to live another 4 years in the public housing called the White House. Every American will now be forced to pay for contraceptives and abortions, for the promiscuous and irresponsible. Personal responsibility is something that will only be expected of those not on welfare. Gasoline will now permanently rise to levels above $4 per gallon and maybe $5. Energy independence is out the window forever. Continuing. rewarmed, re-elected Obama to punish Christians for daring to own businesses. The Obama administration's new saying goes like this: your right to live as a Christian ends if you go into business. Should government be allowed to force ordinary people to violate moral laws to which they subscribe? So people have the First Amendment protections as long as they don't start businesses. This is the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, and you are listening to the Prophecy News Behind the News. Continuing, nearly 200 Pennsylvania high school hockey teams are told to stop playing the national anthem. If money is tight and time is money, is it acceptable to cut the American national anthem from sporting events? The league commissioner in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, apparently thinks so, suggesting a whopping 183 high school teams stop the few minutes it takes to honor the United States with the anthem to minimize time on the ice. Commissioner's quote: "We are recommending the national anthem not be played or sung or whatever it is," he told the news, "but it has absolutely nothing to do with patriotism at all. That's the furthest thing from the truth," commissioner, close quote. Watchman comment: "This commissioner ought to be fired for suggesting money could be saved by striking at America's national anthem." My. Sounds like a Democrat, socialist, communist to me. Continuing, 7 signs you are becoming a modern brain-dead zombie. Uh-oh, maybe you better pay attention and see if you are. Number 1, you'll take medication to solve problems that can be solved without medication. Number 2, you don't feel many emotions and even think not feeling emotions is a good thing. Number 3, you go along with the crowd. Number 4, you don't laugh much anymore. Number 5, you have stopped learning. Number 6, you voted for Barack, we warmed Obama. Number 7, not once but twice. When will you ever learn? 7, my friends, is a number of perfection, don't you know? And in this case, becoming a perfect zombie is not a good thing, don't you know? My, oh my. Break out of that one and come to Jesus. Continuing. Obama to dumb down America by punishing employers with aggressive race quotas. USA President Obama will punish American businesses by suing companies that do not promote minorities at sufficient levels. In his second term, Obama is going back to his roots as a community organizer. If your organization has a policy or practice that doesn't benefit minorities equally, watch out. The Obama administration could sue you for racial discrimination under a dubious legal theory that many argue is unconstitutional. Rewarmed Obama will sue financial companies, schools, and employers based on disparate impact complaint, a stealthy way to achieve racial preferences that is opposed 2-to-1 by Americans. Continuing. Final talks on global arms treaty move ahead with U.S. support. Hours after USA President Obama's re-election and his rewarming, a United Nations committee approved a resolution to hold a final conference in March aimed at delivering a global conventional arms treaty. The United States voted in favor, don't you know? Second Amendment advisory groups also are concerned that the treaty could open the door to restrictions on gun ownership at home, despite the insistence of the UN and the rewarmed Obama administration that the initiative will have no such effect. Watchman comment: listen to me. Hitler and the Nazis, one of the first things they did was take away guns so that the population of Germany could not protect themselves. And that's what's being done to you. There are so many parallels now with what's happening in America today as what happened in Nazi Germany yesterday. Continuing, Obama considering John Kerry for job of defense secretary. Watchman comment: my. That's a great job for John Kerry. Although Kerry is thought to covet the job of Secretary of State, senior administration officials familiar with the transition planning said that nomination will almost certainly go to Susan E. Rice, the U.S. ambassador to the United Nations. Watchman comment: Rice isn't much better. She's the one that said that the Benghazi thing was all over that stupid movie that was published against Islam, but we all know that it was a 911 attack on 911. John Kerry As I said before, was a swift boat captain in the Vietnam War who was observed running from a firefight and then returning with his boat after the firefight was over. Is this a type of U.S. Defense Secretary or any other U.S. official that we as patriotic Americans want? The answer is a very loud, resounding no, not hardly. Continuing. Pennsylvania election officials say they are not planning to investigate the extraordinary turnout and vote totals that President Obama garnered from parts of Philadelphia. Six of Philadelphia's 66 wards handed the president victory shares of 99% or better. In 20 of the wards, the Obama vote totals exceeded 97%. It has been reported that in 59 of Philadelphia's divisions, there are subsets of wards wherein fewer than 1,000 people might be registered to vote. GOP nominee Mitt Romney failed to win even a single vote. Collectively, the votes for Obama across those divisions added up to 19,605 to Romney's zip zero none. Watchman comment, I know a lot of people, including me, did not really want to see Romney elected. Most of us wanted to get rid of bad enough to vote for Romney. And my friends, I know Philly is predominantly black. But are they trying to tell us there is nothing wrong when Romney got zero, not one vote? My. I believe that, don't you? Watchman shofar. This is the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, and you are listening to the prophecy news behind the news. My dear listening friends, support for this program is truly always needed. I just get enough money to keep the program on the air. So will you pray and ask the Lord what He would have you send to help Signs Radio stay on the air? Especially if you appreciate this program and would miss it if it went off the air. That's very important. So please pray and ask if the Lord is touching your heart. Please respond by writing. Here it comes. Are you ready to write it down? S-I-G-N-S. P.O. Box 1-2-2. That's Box 1-2-2. Town is Lyle, spelled L-I-S-L-E. Repeating, L-I-S-L-E. State is New York, abbreviate N-Y. Zip code 13-7-9-7. Repeating, Signs Radio, Box 122, LISLENY, 13-7-9-7. Some of you have been calling and writing saying you're having trouble catching that address, so I tried to make it a little better tonight. I'll repeat it again in just a moment so you can check what you wrote down. I truly thank you for writing and for helping to keep all the Signs Radio programs on the air. Bless you, bless you, bless you. Now, a devotional to help keep you informed, titled, Almighty God Calls Out to You. James chapter 4, verses 7 through 10. Therefore, submit to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. Be afflicted and mourn and weep. Let your laughter be turned into mourning and your joy to heaviness. Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and He will lift you up. Now, my dear listening friends, why is it that some believers seem to go so much deeper in their walk with God than others? I believe it has to do with a desire to pursue God and not to stop until they feel His very presence in their lives. These deeper walk believers decide not to settle for anything less than a growing, vibrant relationship with God, and God honors that desire for those who seek it. Much of your walk is determined by how you desire to serve the Lord. In James, the Lord promises that if you draw near to Him, He will draw near to you. Our enemy Satan uses everything in his power to prevent that vibrant relationship from forming. But press through, press on, my friends, because Almighty God wants this relationship with you very, very much. My dear listening friends, do you want more? God's heart and mind are infinitely deep, and there's nothing more precious than knowing Him better and better, gooder and gooder, bester and bestest. Hallelujah. Just making up a few words there. So just push through every obstacle to really show Him how much He means to you by trusting and obeying the true truth of Yahweh's holy word. Amen. The day of Christ is at hand, my friends. The last days are not coming. They're here, as Brother Fox says. So get right and get ready. Amen and amen and amen. Get ready, get ready, get ready. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto you, my friends, and unto the churches. Now I preached all their call in a church service, preached by myself in my pastoral role.
Right now, kill the lie and receive truth. Pray and receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior. And this may be your last chance. You could die accidentally in the next few hours or go to hell. Pray this prayer right now before it's too late for you. Jesus, forgive me for believing a lie. Come into my heart. Cleanse me of my sin by the blood you shed for me on the cross at Calvary. Please forgive me and be the Lord of my life.
Here is the address to write one last time, but quicker, just so you can check what you wrote before. S-I-G-N-S, P-O, Box 122, L-I-S-L-E-N-Y, 13797. My. I hope that helps. Some of you have been having trouble getting that address. Do you still have that pen and paper ready? Because I'm about to give you my virtual recorder number, slow enough for you to write it down and even to dial it as I say it. I'm only going to say my program call-in number once. Please do not forget to tell me your state. I would like to know how far this program reaches out, and I only know that when you tell me the state you're calling from. Please call and let me know. Bless you, bless you, bless you.
Brother Johnson, my name is Mike. I'm picking you up in Bristol, Tennessee. I appreciate your ministry. I agree with all you say. If I can get your mailing address, I haven't been able to catch it and write it down, but if I can get it, I will try to send you some money to help you with your ministry. You need to stand together, brother, in these final days. You're right. The Lord is at the doorstep. God bless you. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Brother Mike. I sure did appreciate that call. You blessed my heart, brother. All of us who understand the last days end times we live in do need to stand together in these last days. We do need each other, and we need each other in the Spirit of the Lord, and I think you're aware of that. I appreciate your offer to send me a love gift. It will certainly help keep Signs on the Air. Just write it down as you hear it on each program until you're able to see that you got it all. God bless you and your efforts, because those who make an effort to give an offering are blessed, blessed, blessed. Maranatha, my brother.
Tulsa, Oklahoma, 4840, Saturday night, and I am getting back in the saddle, but I'd request your prayers concerning the mercy of what I need to get back in the swing of things again. Thanks, sir.
Thank you, my dear brother. I really, really appreciate your call. It seems like a lot of folks, just like yourself, are hearing from God again and seeing the end times that they're living in, and they desire to get back with God. I'll be praying for you as you requested. And if there are others listening out there, I encourage you, if you're like my brother here, that you get back with God. Don't wait. It may be too late. Maranatha. So give me a call, won't you? I need your encouragement. Get ready to dial, or you may write the number down. Here it comes. 1-6-0-7-2-0-1-5-6-6-3. Thanks again, my friends. I so do appreciate each and every one of you as you join me on the air tonight. Signs Radio is the program preparing you for the last days and times unlike no other, and the return of Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. I appreciate all those who send their love gifts to keep this program on the air. You will be blessed. Praise God. Amen. Signs Radio listeners, you are the best, my friends. And because you listen to this program, you know the truth that will set you free. Hallelujah.
I love you. I love you.
I love you.
I love you.
And I love you.
Be awesomely blessed and Maranatha, which means basically, I'll see you when the Lord comes again. Hallelujah. When I say it. Watchman shofar.
Prepare ye the way of the Lord. Jesus is coming. The day of the Lord is at hand. Get ready, get ready, get ready. Amen.